Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Have you been influenced positively by this podcast, but want a little bit more? You may not know this, but Pray Every Day is based on my 365-day devotional, Jesus Every Day, where I walk you through the whole Bible, and I empower you to pray through it daily, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You can find it everywhere books are sold, and you can also just click the link in the show notes, and that's called Jesus Every Day, not Pray Every Day. So Jesus Every Day. All right, so today we're reading from the book of Psalms in Psalm 119, and we are reading verses 73 through 75 in the Voice Translation, and they say this: Your strong hands formed me and established me. Give me understanding so I can learn your commands. Let those who fear you see me and rejoice, because I hope in your word. I know, Eternal One, your rulings are right. And when you humbled me, you did so out of faithfulness. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that you have strong hands. Thank you that you formed us in our mother's wombs and that you are establishing us. Lord, we do pray along with the psalmist that you would give us understanding so that we can learn and understand and follow your commands. Lord, we pray that we would be an example to the rest of the body of Christ, that they would rejoice when they see our lives. And I pray too that we would hope in your word. Lord, that is a solid hope that we can have. Everything else is going to fall away. This world is going to pass away. Our ambitions will change and sometimes fall in the dust. Relationships shape shift and go from one thing to another in a blink of an eye. And Lord, even people who we think will always be with us forever, sometimes they pass away and sometimes relationships change. And we cannot hope ultimately in that. We cannot hope ultimately in our physical bodies because they break down. We cannot hope ultimately in riches because in a moment they could be snatched away. Our hope is in you. And we get to know you through your word and the things that you say in your word. And so our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ in his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm not going to sing that, but that is the truth because I am choosing to hope in your word. Later, we hear that your word is a light unto our path. And so, Lord, we thank you that it serves as guidance. And I thank you so much, too, that when I come back to it, even if I've stayed away for a few days, when I come back to it, I'm gloriously revived. And I can read a passage that I have read 100 times, and now it just leaps off the page. Your word is living, it is active, it is sharper than any double-edged sword, which is a pretty sharp instrument, I understand. And so, Lord, help us to revere you by revering your word, to hope in your word. Your rulings are right, Eternal One, as the psalmist said today. And when you humbled me, you did so out of faithfulness. And thank you, Lord, as I look back on my life and I look back at those times I have been humbled by you. It has been your kindness and your faithfulness that has led me to repentance. It has been your proactivity in my life that has helped me to grow in you. And Lord, thank you for loving all of us enough to discipline us as a good father would do. Lord, help us not to resent that discipline, but to welcome it. And the more we walk with you, to welcome it even better and with more arms open wide than we had in the past. Lord, whatever discipline that my friends are experiencing right now, I pray they would bend into it to receive it and to see it as something positive, as a way for them to grow in their sanctification journey. Lord, we embrace your workings in our life, whether it looks like blessings or whether it looks like trials, because we know that trials perfect our faith, and we need to let it go on and on until it produces the quality of endurance in us. So we pray for holy endurance, that we would walk through the trials with grace and with power, just as Job did. He walked through so many trials, and yet he came through on the other side seeing you, and we want to see you too, Lord Jesus. Help us to see you in the midst of our current trial. I pray all this in your steadfast name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are hopeless, remember you can find hope in His Word and hope in His presence. He is listening to you. He is available to you. He is as close as your request and is as close as your breath. You are not alone. So go throughout today knowing you are loved by the God of the universe.